This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Here we are on the escape hour. Can you believe it? We're going to Turkey today, Mark, which I'm absolutely...
Talking Turkey.
...very excited about. We've got a great guest that we're going to introduce you to shortly. But, you
what's
know,
gone
it's
on
Christmas.
The world?
It's
what's
madness. It's Christmas, man.
It's utterly mad out there.
I can't stand it. You know what happened to me last night?
The maddening din of Christmas.
Do you want to know what happened to me last
what
night, Mark? I was parked in Bridge Road getting a gorgeous gourmet pizza from Bubba Pizza because I love pizza.
Oh, what do you get on your gourmet
Well, I go Bubba Deluxe and it's got everything on it. So yeah. It's got prawns, meat, cheese, lots of anchovies and garlic, and
right,
it's just
so not vegan.
No, it's heaven. It's absolutely heaven. So you know, I'm sitting there and I've got my pizza in the back, and I'm talking to my mum on the phone like all good gay boys do. Yep. And the next minute, this guy gets in my car. And I went, oh, hello, has my luck changed? And I thought, no, it hasn't. I've got a very drunk person in my car. And he says to me, Mr. Uber, take me home. And I said, I'm not Uber, and you can get the hell
I'm
out
Russ.
Of my car. My name's Russ, and I've got a pizza, and I'm talking to my mum.
Yeah.
And Mr. Uber wouldn't get out of my car. And he was so drunk from Christmas festivities, and I said, mate, this is not an Uber. Get out. And he wouldn't get out. He goes, come on, take me home. So,
where do you live, Ferntree Gully?
No, I didn't even ask, believe it or not. I wouldn't have taken him to Ferntree Gully. So I was getting a bit frightened in the end, so yeah. I just decided that he wouldn't get out of my car, so I drove him around to the Richmond cop shop and said, see that place there? You either get out of my car or we're both going in. And he said, and got out of my car and walked off.
Oh, bless his cotton socks.
So I wished him a Merry Christmas, I'll tell you.
Were they the precise words you used for us?
No, they weren't for mother.
No,
this is a family hour show. We're not allowed to say those words,
yes.
As you know.
The curly curt words.
Are you merry?
I'm not all that bright, merry and bright for this time of the year. I was a bit tired, Russ.
Are you a bit tired? You've been running around to all these prissy parties and doing all the silly stuff?
Exactly. I'm just tired. It's been a big 4 years, but it's all over. And my
You've
last
got
day...
news. You've got news, haven't you? What happened?
Oh, I graduated last week. Yeah.
And what does that mean, Mark?
We've got a piece of paper, very expensive piece of paper.
Bravo, Mark Adams.
And yesterday was the last day of our job.
Oh,
and
good.
I start a new job on the 2nd of January. So, yeah, when people say that new year, new me thing, which makes you normally want to punch people in the throat.
Yep. It means something to you, doesn't
it's
it?
Exactly, this year, new me.
You're going to be a new guy.
Oh, yeah, I'll be doing yoga poses on Instagram in no time.
I'll be looking for those, let me tell you. I hope you've got clothes on.
There'll be 83 hashtags at the end of it.
Now, this is the escape hour. We are going to Turkey. But you, where are our other crew members today?
Fiona's going up north, not to Manchester, but to Shepparton.
Oh, Fiona's in Shep.
Yep, she's family things. And Stefan, I think he's back in France. He was in Sofia, Bulgaria. I'm really looking forward to hearing about his trip when he's back. Because he's been to a few interesting places that I've never been to before.
Those Facebook posts on Bulgaria are very interesting.
I was really impressed with the architecture. And I didn't realise it snowed in Bulgaria because I thought it was more like a Greek kind of weather because they're so close. That sort of southern Mediterranean or eastern Mediterranean. And I just figured that it was warm. I didn't expect snow.
No, it looked, but the pictures looked amazing.
Yeah,
great to hear.
Yeah, so. That's really quite interesting, and I'm looking forward to Stefan's take on things. He hasn't been back to France for quite a long time.
So it'd be good to hear from him as well.
Yeah, and I think they're going back to the UK for Christmas Day. I'm not quite sure, but yeah, there's a lot going
down
on.
Down to Brighton.
But talking about the UK, I think is the number one travel story of the week.
You know, it's funny you should mention that. We're actually having people call our travel agency at the moment, and they are asking, will I be able to fly into and out of the UK if there's a no deal? And, you know, we're all saying,
I was talking about the drone at Gatwick.
Oh, that as well.
Yes.
Well, we've got Brexit. We've got Brexiteers.
We've got Brexit. Yeah. So we don't know if anyone's allowed to talk to people in the UK anymore.
No, frightened people.
Phones are all going to be cut off.
We're just sitting on, well, you know, I'm only a travel agent. I don't know if there's going to be a deal or a no deal.
Yeah, yes.
Let me tell you, you'll be going to London if I have any say in it.
But I'm about to go and have a chat to Theresa May, which would normally happens every day.
Oh,
so
yeah, I've got a
I'll give you the skinny after. Me and T having a yarn.
And those drones flying all over London, what was that about?
Yeah, Gatwick Airport. So, of course, Civil Aviation Authority of the UK, I'm not quite sure what they're called, but they didn't permit any planes to take off or land because of these drones. And it seemed like it was a coordinated, not a terrorist thing, but a coordinated...
protest of some sort or something.
Something, yeah. But it ruined a lot of people's family times and...
60,000 people.
60,000 people. And it's a lot of people who have been put through extraordinary amounts of pressure and stress from all around the world.
Yep.
I was listening to the BBC and they said it's going to be a 5-year custodial sentence for the perpetrators. So that's the maximum, and they know that they're going to be pushing for 5 years in jail for this because the volume of people that were at a very sensitive time of the year stressed far beyond... what anybody should. The amount of people that lost their, you know, cheap tickets, people that don't necessarily have a lot of resources to go and buy new expensive tickets.
Going from A to B,
yeah. So it was a very difficult, very stupid thing. I'm dying to hear why.
I'd like to know who it was. And I can't believe in this day and age of technology that they can't find them. I mean, I'm not a geek.
They will.
Not a geek, but, you know.
Yeah, they will. Yeah. Oh, and British intelligence is phenomenal, and it's only a matter of time. So I'm not worried about MI5 or MI6. So, you know, when people still get to use names like C or Q.
Oh, you're like a bit on,
Oh, yeah, no. The British intelligence is...
You're a 007?
Yeah. Not worried about British intelligence. They'll work it out. And I'm really intrigued as to who would be doing something like this if it's just some weird wanker sitting at home. He's a very naughty boy.
Now, I've got a little bit of year in travel. Just a year in travel.
Oh, yes, we're looking back in time.
Okay, so it's not... I mean, some of this stuff's interesting. I hope you find it interesting.
I'm going to tell you I am.
All right, that's the way to go. The big stuff that happened in year and travel this year, and the biggest thing for the year was gay sex was legalised in India. So that was the big thing as far as travel goes. So you can now go to India and you can, you know, have sex and it's not against the law, which is pretty fantastic.
Yep.
Similar to Coles and Woolies, Virgin Airlines...
And the Indians are pretty thrilled about it too.
Well, you know...
They're not criminalising their own
country. One of our managers
country.
Just got back from India and said they certainly are.
Yeah.
142 hits on Grindr in the first 10 minutes he was in the country.
Thank you very much.
Oh,
Bob's and Virgin.
I know, as you do. Similar to Coles and Woolies, Virgin Airlines and Delta Airlines, Club Med and Royal Caribbean are all doing away with plastic bags. How's that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's a huge cruise line, Royal Caribbean and Virgin Airlines.
What do they use
and
plastic bags for on the cruise?
I don't know, about plastic straws.
The
all
straws
of that
as
stuff.
Well,
Yeah. So
turtle
getting rid
ruining
of that.
Straws, yes.
What else have we got here? Over-tourism. This is a biggie for 2018.
Yeah, Boracay.
Yeah, Boracay and Maya Bay in Thailand, both closed to allow the environment to regenerate. So, you know, that's a plus. That's a tick. That's a good tick. France opened up its first elephant sanctuary.
For the traditional French elephants?
Yes, that's right. Well, I don't know. Have you ever...
I thought they were really more into Le Coq Sportif.
Well, I must admit, I read that and I sort of thought, I didn't know there were elephants in France, but it's good to know that they're doing something positive for the environment.
I hope it's a warm part of France.
Yes, I hope so too for those
the
poor elephants.
France, because I don't think elephants are traditionally cold weather.
Down near Monaco or somewhere around, somewhere groovy around there, you know.
Yeah.
Hershey Cruises from Norway. Now, this is a... This is kind of exciting. They are changing the fuel that they use in their ships, and they're now going to use dead fish and organic materials to operate their fish. I mean, you know, they're all doing their part.
That would smell like
Bon Voyage. Ooh,
You'd want them to not be downwind of a dead fish guts powered vessel.
Sounds good, it sounds good in theory, doesn't it? Yeah, but
I would like to find out more.
Yeah, I will let you know about that next time I'm on the show for sure. Canada, nice, good old Canada. We love our Canadian brothers.
Canadia, yes.
They have protected dolphins and bears are now protected species. So all very exciting.
Well, off to the land.
Okay, well, you know, there's some cute bears in Canada and those Royal Mounted Policemen. Hello, Salem.
That turns your mind to mounting, doesn't it, Russ?
Oh, it certainly does.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.